Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Questions coming in, as always, immediately for Pete. That, of course, being Pete Finn, otherwise known as Pete the Builder. And people get very worried about insulation, Pete. This one asking, since my attic floor was insulated and roof vents installed, the hallway is more drafty. Is there anything else I can install to prevent drafts? Maybe foil on the inside of the roof. Do you remember the snakes you used to have that you put down by the door?
Yeah, the good old snakes. I think everyone had that beautiful experience in their life of having the snake across the base of the door. So insulation is huge in our life because we've just become softer humans. It's as simple as that, Anton. So what has happened is that our bodies used to be this hardcore shell that we had that protected us. And now it's become this hypersensitive layer that we have outside of us, which picks up all sorts of drafts and all sorts of movement of air. And that's exactly what that caller or person is experiencing. So when we have made, now that we've made our homes more thermally efficient and we've made them warmer, warm air rises, and when it rises, it pushes other air in other directions. So sometimes what you think is a draft that's coming in through a window or something, that could actually just be the movement of air. But the chances are there's probably a cold area which is creating this movement of air, and you probably do have a draft somewhere. So start simple. Go to the openings, your windows, your doors, and just stand there for a couple of seconds and just see, can you feel that movement of air? And then go with draft excluders. If you really have to, get the old snake back out again, but you know, there is loads of really good off-the-shelf items that you can get now to prevent drafts.
I remember talking to a man many years ago who said that in the 1960s, when you wanted to smoke in the dorm room of a university, what you did was you lit the cigarette and held it by the window and checked, was the smoke going out or was it coming
very
in?
Clever,
is there
clever.
A version of the same thing? Is there any way that you can go around and actually check?
Is there
a smoke test?
There is. So like, air tightness is a huge thing in buildings these days, and there is absolutely a smoke test. They're a pain in the backside from a builder's point of view because they will show up all sorts of movements of air, and absolutely to get like an aerated house, you do have to get the house to a certain amount of air tightness. And yes, there's all sorts of gizmos that can, you can do an air tightness test on your house, which will give you a result. Some really, really good technical stuff.
And I tell you what, I saw it in one of the papers this morning, a report suggesting that the value of your A rating or your high rating on your house, front of the window, high energy rating adds 105,000 euro to the value of a house.
Well, depends what your house is.
You know,
look, there's no doubt about it. Look, if your house is more thermally efficient and if it's running at a high level of efficiency, it makes sense that when you're selling it, somebody is going to be willing to pay more money for it. But, you know, I love the way to pick these figures out and throw them, you know, very generally across the board. But look, all homes are becoming more efficient, and that's a very, very positive and important thing, because the cost of energy is, you know, at an all-time high. And your previous conversation has us all nervous there about God knows what's happening over the next few years. Trump isn't going to get us yet, folks. Relax. But, you know, look, let's be honest. You know, let's be more thermally efficient. Let's be more sustainable. The world needs us to help it out. Let's do this one house at a time.
Well, here's another house at a time looking for advice. And this is dragging you into potentially dangerous territory. We're thinking of getting our attic roof sprayed with foam insulation. We've had a couple of quotes. Would Pete recommend this form of insulation, or are there better options? We have some mold on the ceilings, and we were told that this would stop it and make the house warmer. It's been some backlash against that approach in the UK recently, hasn't there?
Yeah, so look, it's a semi-controversial way of insulating your attic. So basically what happens is they come in with a spray system and they spray in between the rafters. And the most important thing is that you have to make sure that you allow air still to move between your roof membrane and the insulation. Some companies come in and spray directly to it. And again, if the right type of insulation is sprayed on, that is actually possible. But in general, they should put in what's called a ventilation card, which is literally a card cardboard that goes in.
To stop it sweating effectively.
Yeah, it stops it touching it and it allows air movement, because air is very important when it comes to the mould down below as well. We always have this conversation. If you insulate and ventilate, you will remove condensation, which will then stop the mould. So, you know, basically stopping cold spots in your house will massively go towards helping you remove mold, but you have to ventilate your house. So it's always it's a tricky thing for people to get their heads around, because they say, I want my house warmer, but if I put a hole in the wall for ventilation, it's going to let all the heat out. No, it won't. It will allow the air to change within your home, and you know it will work in a positive way. Trust the system.
I have a couple of patches of the grouting in my shower, which is black and rough and not coming away with mildew remover. Can I replace a couple of patches of grout, and where do I start?
Yeah, it's what we see all the time. So that basically is a build-up of dampness, I suppose, that's happening. And, you know, guess what happens when you get into a shower? The place gets damp and so do you, which is exactly the whole reason why you're getting in there. Again, it's about, you can get some really good mold resistant silicones. It's usually the silicone rather than the grout that starts to go moldy first. But yes, you absolutely can scrape out the grout as best you can. Cut out any of the.
I love the way you say that. Like it's scrape out it. It should be a big grout. You'd be rooting at it the rest of your life, praying for death by the time you get it finished.
No, a bit of elbow grease always goes a long way. Yeah, multi-tool is what it says. But no, again, like, you know, just the old abrasive stuff. There's some really good cleaners as well that are, again, sustainably friendly.
You need to be careful if it's a porcelain tile. You'll take the glaze off it very easily.
Yes, you have to be very careful. But again, like I always say this, do your homework, do a little bit of research. There's always products out there. There's always, and a good bit of elbow grease will always sort that out.
So dig out the grouting and then re-grout. Is that your...
Yeah, well, it's difficult to dig out grout because grout goes rock solid. And again, you know, you want to be very careful.
Oh, you're just saying scrape the surface clean.
And also, you know, it's usually... I would say it's the mould is on the silicone rather than on the grout. But again, if it's on the grout and if it's that kind of a dark colour, spray it down with a good detergent. There's some really good, like, Tech 7 cleaners and other cleaners out there that work really well. Clean it off. And then regrout any surfaces that is bad. You're just putting a very thin layer over it, and then
where do you stand on sealing grout?
On, say again?
On sealing grout once you put it in. Do you tend to
sealing the grout as in, no, grout doesn't need to be sealed. Like so what needs to be sealed is porous surfaces, which will be stone. So if you've got a stone tile, that absolutely needs to be sealed. But grout in general does not need to be sealed. It's basically non-porous and that's its function. So no, you're creating another layer unnecessary there, which is probably going to give you other problems.
I have a small tear in my laminate floor in the kitchen. How can I seal the cut against water spills?
Don't spill water on it is a good start. But no, you can seal the floor again. Again, if it's only an individual cut. Now, sometimes you get a lot of frays along the edges of maybe an old laminate floor or a cheap laminate floor. The quality of the laminate flooring has gone really through the roof. Sometimes it's very hard to tell the difference between a laminate floor and a solid floor.
So is the price.
Yeah, the price has gone up, but you know, you can literally do the river dance on them and they don't get marked. So it's usually somebody has dropped something like quite heavy and it's dug into the floor is what causes it. So if you go online and you literally put in laminate floor repair kits, you will get a kit with multiple colours and a sealer that you can like put like in a little epoxy finish on it. And they are very effective.
It's like artwork, though, trying to get the colour match. You want to get your eye in a few times before you do it.
Get a spare piece and you know, make a mess of it a few times beforehand and then go and do the real thing then.
Anton, I'm looking to dry line my house. It's a Victorian era build, so a brick wall. I've been told that dry lining these buildings can result in mould. Can Pete advise what should be done?
So Victorian buildings are usually brick. And we
you know what?
Go ahead.
We don't have time, Pete.
Oh, no.
I apologise. We'll have
don't
to get
dry line it. Don't
time.
Dry line
don't
it.
Don't dry line it. Perfect. Pete, thank you so much. That is Pete the Builder back after this break.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.